Education Strategy Review Committee. Mr. Levy is popular this evening.
He was popular, we had to read this.
So, well, actually, you didn't have to read it all, it's an example of what it now is, and the committee that's going to be sought to either review it or shorten it, or, anyway, Mr. Levy.
Exactly, so as the mayor said, in 2017, the Region of Queens Communication Strategy and Policy 83 Social Media were approved by council. And, you know, these outline our objectives, processes, and regulations around community, communications, so social media, websites, and sort of even just firsthand communications. So it's been requested by a member of council that in our view of policies, bylaws, and practices, that these two documents be prioritized. And with these two documents, where they have such an organizational impact and a governance impact, to be frank, it was identified that having an ad hoc review committee be a necessary thing to do to gather several perspectives. So staff is requesting that a small ad hoc committee of staff and council be created, and that council appoint two councilors sit on this committee. And then after which I will see the staff.
So who is, I know of one, who is interested? Councillor Charlton, I know, is, and Councillor Brown. Anyone else interested? We only need two.
I just wanted to do something like this, if you could consider appointing member of council, if you create, or sorry, member of public. When we did the ad hoc noise bylaw, and that one as well. Not sure if that is a reasonable request for some policy or.
I would say the difference between something like this and a bylaw is that bylaw is very much a public focus on the residents, whereas this is very much an internal process and how we operate as the organization. So, I would suggest that it be done within the organization and with council representation in mind that we can, of course, do represent.
Okay.
Councillor Brown and Councillor Charlton, if any other council wants to be part of this council staff committee, which is going to need review the strategy. And I believe this strategy was created through a professional, it was created, council at the time hired it out to a professional team for creation, is where this thing, where this document came from.
I'm not sure. It's
it was the time of the water closure. And council were very concerned about communication. However, it doesn't matter where it is, it's where it's going. So if there's no other councillors interested, then if I could have a motion recommending that councillors Brown and Charlton sit on this council staff committee, and this come forward as a recommendation at our next meeting. Councillor Gidney, so moved, and seconded by Councillor Romero. All those in favor, passed. 8.5, Councillor Hughes, that is your added item.
Okay, so place that I've had a few complaints, and I didn't think it was that bad until it happened to me. When you come up along the Bank of Montreal and the Social Opportunities, and you go to turn towards the fire hall, we have a median there by the stop sign to go up Market Street or across the bridge by Market Street. And we have shrubs there that are almost 6 feet high. So when you're coming out by the Social Opportunity and you turn it to the left, if people are coming up, coming down Market Street and turning into the parking lot, you can't see them until they're past that median. And a lot of people, I sat there and watched it the other day, and I don't know how many people almost got hit because you can't see the little cars. you can see the pickups, because they're higher, but the little cars are coming along there, and some of them follows in them little Honda Civics, go a little faster than what they should be. Probably not speeding, but they're going faster, and somebody's going to get hit there.
Are you talking about the shrubs in the medium, or the ones planted along the side of the Social Opportunities Building?
In the medium.
The ones in the medium.
Yeah.
Is that a request we asked our traffic authority to look at, or is it... Do McNeil have any...
No, if council wants to, you can either remove them or have them replaced with small shrubs that don't grow to 6 feet.
So we have a problem on Cameron Corner. We have flowering dogwood that isn't on our land, and it takes your view away. We have Waterloo, four-way stop sign there. There's a big hedge there that's not on our land, and it's a hazard. This is on our land, and I think that we should do something about it.
Yeah. So would you be content with if they were removed and replaced with low-growing, like shrubs that only grow 3 feet tall?
Something.
Just replace them?
I don't care if you put tulips there.
Yeah.
Something that doesn't block your view.
Yeah. And the ones on private land, we did just pass a bylaw not long ago, a policy not long ago, that those can be looked at if they're posed, if shrubs and trees on private property, on properties that abut our roads, that we can, through traffic authority, look at having to have them removed. So if you would like to perhaps send a note, follow that up, or we make note of it now, those two locations.
I think we should take care of this one.
This
the Regent's land.
Okay.
Let's do
so
this one
first.
So you want
the other ones just left?
Well, I'll bring that up later.
Councilor Charlton?
I was just going to ask, in regards to that policy, is there a plan to look at specific areas that have received complaints, such as the ones?
I suspect if they're receiving complaints, they will look at them in their, in the order in which they're received. I know the dogwood's been chopped half size once and it's regrown.
If you're used to it, you need to get it right.
So is there, do we need a recommendation for that? Yes, we should. So you're making a recommendation for next council meeting?
Not next council, but make a recommendation that staff look at removing the shrubbery that's there now and either replacing it or not replacing it.
But
the staff come back and tell us.
Discussions go to the next.
Right.
And that's seconded by Councilor Gidden. And that was that one specific site.
Yep.
Any other questions? Councilor Charlton?
So just to clarify, I didn't think we would need a recommendation for something like that. So if we're passing along from other areas, they have to come back to council for those to be?
No.
Okay.
But where this is regional land, just to get council support and make sure it gets done again. Deputy Mayor Fancy.
So we don't actually have to have a motion for this, because it could be just something asked of council, right?
It's a request coming from council to a department, so I guess it's best that it go as a motion. The policy matters are dealt with directly by policy to the staff. So all those in favor? Contrary? Passed. And that ends the public session. We'll take a very quick break, and then we need a motion to move in camera. Moved by Councilor Charlton, seconded by Councilor Merrill.
All in favor?
And there is a motion before us.
I move that the Council of Regent Queens Municipality entered into a proposed land use agreement with Social Shore Regional Center for Education and Queens County Track Society for the future use of the new soccer field and running track.
Seconded by Councilor Brown, and remarks from the mayor simply says that we've developed this partnership and entered into this proposed land use agreement, so that if we are recognized as a public figure in partnership, favor? Any other questions or comments? Anyone wanna make anything else? Just your comments? All in favor?
Probably already.
And that does not prevent them from renting it, right? It could be public use.